有一首很好的敬拜的诗歌，我们很少唱，是非常好的一首敬拜的诗歌，就是第四首，以圣洁为一敬拜主，以圣洁为一敬拜主。我想我先报告一下哈，就是Nita Johnson 姐妹，她虽然今天比昨天好，也好了很多，可是她觉得她还是不能来有两个小时的聚会，她恐怕还是不能来，所以今天晚上她不来，她希望明天上午那个两堂聚会能够来。我们也为他们祷告。那今天下午呢，他透过我女儿 Mary 哈，就是转告我们，说为什么我们这一次的特会哈会遇到一些攻击啊？这个需要翻译一下。那个 is Lawrence here? Lawrence, yes. I think these need to be translated. Yeah.你先讲你他。
Hello. So the news is that Sister Nita is still recovering, and Pastor just about to explain from what she has received from the Lord concerning all the different attacks for this gathering.
他们昨天晚上在加州的施工哈，为我们的特会祷告。
And last night, her team is in California, has been praying for this conference.
也为 Nita 祷告，也为我祷告。
And they have been praying for Nita as well as for Pastor Chow.
那今天早上起来，我的烧就退掉。
And so this morning when I woke up, the fever has subsided.
他们昨天晚上祷告的时候
，When they prayed last night.
他们就求问主说，为什么原因啊，会有那么多事情发生
？And so they seek the Lord. How come so many things happen to this conference?
我有提到哈，我们的特会之前就已经受到攻击。
So as I mentioned before, before the conference began, there already been many attacks.
还有开始以后
，and after the conference began,
那也有好几位啊。就突然的就病倒了。
So many among us were sick.
很奇怪的就是那个真相啊都很相似。
And what is strange is all the symptoms are very similar.
头痛、喉咙痛
，headache, sore throats.
然后身上酸痛
，and sores on the body.
这些都是很奇怪的事情。
So these are things that are strange.
我们的同工弟兄姊妹都很同心。
And our team has been very united on this.
但是中间也有一些小小的摩擦。
But even such, we still have a little bit of conflict.
那么神也带过来了。
But we have overcome and come through those differences.
有关的弟兄姐妹。
And those that are having conflict,
神都给他们有恩典。
And give them enough grace.
彼此道歉。
And they apologize to one another.
彼此认错。
And they admit their mistake.
那就是主耶稣得胜了。
And so victory is in Christ.
那Nita 来到这里
，And for Nita,
本来她身体很好
，Her physical health actually was very good.
星期三晚上
，On Wednesday night,
那我就病倒了，发烧。
So Pastor Charles has the fever.
所以她能够来替我这样。
And she came in place of Pastor Charles.
可是第二天她回去以后
，But the next day when she returned to the
在他所住的那个房子里面
，in the house she was staying，
他弯腰在厨房里从地上捡一个东西起来
，as she bent to pick up something on the floor，
他这个腰就这样扭了
，and then she twisted her back，
后来就痛
，and began to have a very sore， very painful。
那这些问题，昨天晚上他们在加州带祷的时候。
And with all this problem, while they were praying last night in California,
他们就求问主是什么原因。
And they seek the Lord as in the causes of these.
后来主就让他们看到。
And the Lord showed them the reason.
说有一个唐朝的菩萨。
And there is a, Pusa,
Buddha.
Buddha from the Tang Dynasty.
我们中国人过去都是拜菩萨的。
And those who are worshipping those, Buddha.
所以他们都好像摸出那个朝代来，然后那个菩萨呢就放下一些咒诅在这个特会上面。
And so according to that, dynasty, they have placed a curse for this kind of conference.
虽然我们在特会之前哈也有一些禁食祷告。
In spite of our fasting and praying before the conference,
可是很显然我们的祷告不够。
And apparently our prayer hasn't been sufficed.
尤其那种属灵征战的祷告。
Especially the spiritual warfare.
因为那个 Nita Johnson 她的知识。
For Nita Johnson, for her calling,
her ministry,
for her ministry,
yeah, 很重要的一部分呢，就是啊，那个属灵的征战，去了解那个灵界的一些事情。
And critical portion is to understand the spiritual realms of things.
所以他们就说，以后我们再有这样特会的时候。
So she said, for our upcoming conference in the future,
最好早一点告诉他们。
Should tell them early.
他们可以跟我们一起祷告。
They can pray with us.
有那些属灵的征战祷告。
For those spiritual warfare.
但是感谢主。
But give thanks to the Lord.
主耶稣还是得胜了。
He is victory.
我那个时候，本来我昨天上午要去看医生的。
I intended to go to the doctor yesterday afternoon.
因为我想到，如果烧不退。
If the fever continue.
这个聚会啊。如果 Nita Johnson 也不能来
，and if Nita cannot come，
那么还有我们下个星期啊就要去加拿大
，and Pastor Chow intend to go to Vancouver next week，
在温哥华还有一个四天的特会
，and there are 4 days conference，
所以我就想，你这发烧怎么能去
？And how can I go with the fever？
可是我昨天上午哈、啊、就开始我量体温的时候啊，这个烧就开始下降。
Even since yesterday morning, my fever began to come down.
但是好像很慢
but it's slow.
好像这个烧啊不愿意退的意思
as if it's unwilling to give up.
直到今天早上
until this morning,
我醒过来的时候
when I wake up,
那个烧完全退掉
and then the fever is completely gone.
今天我下午再量，再也没有回来
and so this afternoon as I remeasure, and the fever is still gone.
那我们那些病的弟兄姐妹，我看一个个都好了。
And for those who were sick, and they seems all has recovered.
所以我们看到主是得胜。
And I believe the Lord is the victor.
那今天上午我以为来了，晚上也许啊不一定能够来。
And so I wasn't sure if this evening she can come.
我以为Nita Johnson会来。
I thought she was Nita was able to come this evening.
可是到五点多的时候，我就接到电话，她不能来。
And about 5-ish, and then she said she cannot come.
那我在感谢主。
And I still give thanks to the Lord.
下午足足的睡了两小时的午睡。
I have two full hours of sleep this afternoon.
所以精神又来了。
And I have two thanks to God.
Glory, hallelujah. 我们真的把荣耀归给主。
我们敬拜主。
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
所以上午我一直觉得主那个得胜的能力在我们当中
And this morning I continue to feel the victory of the Lord is in among us
而且我也说过他要我们弟兄姐妹回去的时候带着主的得胜的恩膏回去
I also want to mention to you that you need to carry this victory spirit with you
得胜的恩膏
And the victory is anointing
这样你可以、啊、继续的一再的得胜
So that you continue to have the victory.
像主耶稣骑在白马上，胜而又胜。
As Jesus riding on the white horse, victor after another.
因为我们都在这个得胜里面有份。
Because we have this share of this victory.
我们每一个人的灵命的得胜
in all our spiritual victory,
都跟神的国度有关系。
It's very much related to His kingdom.
你一个人得胜、
One individual has a victory
就是天国里面的 一份的得胜
Is the victory in the kingdom of God
而我们能够
真的这样彼此认错道歉，这是一个得胜。
As we are willing to submit to one another and apologize, this is a victory.
那个不肯下来。
And the one that not willing to come down,
谦卑下来。
Not willing to be humble,
不肯失去自己的面子。
Not willing to lose face,
那个不是得胜。
That's not a victory.
那是失败。
That's a failure.
从做基督徒的观点来说。
From being a believer.
那是个很大的失败。
That's a major failure.
那是谁的得胜呢？
And whose victory is that?
当然，那是撒旦的得胜。
That's Satan's victory.
因为我们知道哈，那个骄傲是从撒旦来的。
And we know that pride comes from Satan.
谦卑是从基督来的。
And humility comes from the Lord.
我们需要明白这些真理。
We need to understand this truth.
这是天国的道理。
And this is the truth of the kingdom.
这个不是世界的道理。
It's not the worldly.
我们需要明白这些。
We must understand this.
我们要知道什么是得胜。
Then we know what is victory.
什么是失败。
What is failure.
Amen,
Amen.
所以我们今天晚上一开始，我们要好好的来敬拜主。
So this evening we need to have really great worship,
因为他实在配得我们的感谢。
Because he's worthy to be praised.
Amen,
Amen.
我们试试看这个第四首。
Let's try verse number four.
大家不太熟，但是我们可以试试看。
Perhaps you're not familiar with this song, but you can try it.
赞美主，也请给我们弹一遍好不好？
提到一件事，就是有一位姐妹在没有来之前，她在为这个特会祷告的时候。
Before I forgot to mention one thing, there was a sister before she came to the conference. She was praying for the conference.
她说神看到哈，让她看到哈，有一个箱子。
And the Lord gave her a vision. She saw a box.
那个箱子里面呢，都是偶像。
And inside the box, they're filled with idols.
她事先有提醒我们。
And before that, she mentioned that the
pastor. 有一天晚上，我曾经讲到这个偶像迷信的事。
And one evening, I mentioned about the idol worship and so on.
我们要处理这些，我们跟这些要完全的要隔绝。
And we need to continue to cut off.
所以我们中国人传统啊，那些迷信的东西。
And all the superstitions.
圣经说是邪术。
And those are.
邪术 sorcery、那就是啊邪灵的工作
and it's works of the devil
它的背后都是邪灵
and behind it's all evil spirit
就是连风水它的背后都是邪灵
and including 风水 all of those are evil spirit
所以我们要非常谨慎
so we have to be very careful
我们只能够拜圣灵圣父圣子圣灵
We can only worship Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经说很清楚哈，神只有一位。
It's clear in the Bible there's only one God.
除他以外没有神。
Beside him there is no God.
只有鬼。
The rest are evil.
有很多的鬼。
There are many evil spirits.
所以我们要相信。而且圣经教导我们说，所有的灵一些灵都不可相信。
And the Bible tells us.Any other spirits we ought not believe.
不要相信这些迷信
And don't get into superstition.
比如中国人啊，什么是吉日啊，什么是不歹日啊，这些哪个日子好坏，我们都不要相信。
For example, from the Chinese culture, some good days and bad days, we ought not believe any of those.
对我们来说，每天都是好日子。
To us, every day is a good day.
每天都是耶和华所定的。
Every day is the day of the Lord.
Every day is made by the Lord.我们应该在其中的快乐
And we have to be joyful every day
Amen Hallelujah 赞美主那我们再来唱旁边这一首诗歌新歌新诗这也是很好的一首敬拜的诗歌
Let's turn to number three The new song
赞美主唱完了以后我们好好的来敬拜主真的要把荣耀所有的荣耀都
给你 Glory to the Lord
Hallelujah 弹一点好吧别听 为你主泪。
And perhaps we can change the second verse from them, from they to we.
我应该是带着一个感恩的心来唱这个第二节。
And we should sing with a thankful heart.
一起来。我们原是堕落罪人，满身污秽和义，如今披戴光明，好像山中和义。 哈利路亚，诗篇八十九篇十五节说，知道向耶和华欢呼的民是有福的。
And Psalm 34:15 says, those who praise the Lord, they are blessed.
你知道这个欢呼啊，就是宣告他的得胜。他得胜了，我们也得胜了。如果这样知道了，向耶和华欢呼，这样的名是有福的。
And when we rejoice, we declare the victory of the Lord.
Hallelujah,
we are blessed.
Psalm 89:15, if you read it.
Psalm 89:15.
Oh, 赞美主。得胜得胜，哈利路亚，得胜得胜，哈利路亚。享受他的爱
we not only to receive his love
我们可以享受他的得胜
we can enjoy his victory as well
不要只享受他的慈爱和怜悯
and not only his grace and mercy but his victory as well
也要享受他的能力还有他的智慧
and to enjoy his power, his wisdom
因为圣经说得很清楚
for what the scripture says
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的在耶稣基督里
and all the nature of God is in Christ himself
然后他说你们在他里面也得了丰盛
and so when we are in him we receive the fullness
所以我们可以享受在主里面的一切丰盛
so we can enjoy all the benefits when we are in Christ
我们常常以为哦主爱我们我们就享受这个爱
And so we, a lot of the time we're just focusing on his love.
可是我们就忽略了，他也是我们的得胜，他是我们的能力。
And sometimes we ignore his victory, his strength.
他当然也是我们的爱。
Of course, he's our love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
所以有不同的时候，圣灵会带领我们。
And so it depends on where we are, the Spirit will lead us.
我们要在不同的时候来享受他所给我们的各样的属灵的福气。
So at different time we can enjoy him at the different things.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 好，请坐。
Please be seated.
你知道吗？很多时候，我来到这个聚会中，
Many times when I come to this meeting,
我看到你们，这样的热切。
I see your warmth.
尤其我想到你们真的付了很大的代价，从很远的地方来到这里。
And thinking you have paid so much price to come here.
从马来西亚飞来。
From Malaysia.
差不多要飞20个小时
and you may have to travel about 20 hours
台湾只要10几个小时15个小时
and Taiwan is about 15
可是从马来西亚从香港要花更多的时间飞来
and from Malaysia perhaps Hong Kong will take longer time
而且有时差的问题
and then you have this time difference
那么一来到这里马上就开始聚会
and when you come you start gathering right away
所以我看到你们，我就很受感动。
And so I'm very moved when I see you.
但是我也看到哈，圣灵的能力在你们身上。
And I can also see the strength of the Lord is in you.
如果不是哈，主耶稣他自己吸引你们。
And if it's not the Lord that drawn you here,
你们不会从那么远地方来。
You would not have come this far.
那么还有的人从加拿大多伦多开车来。
And some have traveled by car from Toronto, Canada.
那么从 Oklahoma 来的，我看只有4个小时。
From Oklahoma is about 4 hours.
好像还是在德州里面一样。
And as if you're still in Texas.
那么也有人从Arizona 过来。
Arizona.
加州过来。
California.
感谢主，这样。
就很多。
特别谢谢弟兄姐妹，你们的爱心、爱到奉献。
And so I want to thank you for your love and your kindness and your offering.
有的弟兄姐妹给我有红包。
啊， mom have blessed the child with the red bag money, the blessing.
是我回到童年了，在过一年的时候拿压岁钱的。
As if he's back to his childhood.
我知道这是你们的爱心奉献。
And so I thank you for your love.
还有其他方式的爱心。
And some other ways to show you.
我两天病了，有好多弟兄姊妹，送这个送那个给我吃。
So while I was ill, many of you have given me.
凡是对喉咙有帮助的，大家你都送了，对吧？
Anything you can think of to help my throat, it's all came my way.
当然，最重要的还是你的祷告。
Because the most important word is your prayer.
虽然有很多弟兄姊妹，我们是第一次或者第二次见面。
Although this is perhaps my first or second time to meet you,
但是你使我感觉到哈，我认识你已经好多年一样。
And but I felt like I have known you for many years.
使我感觉到特别的亲切。
And very close.
真的，好像我来到这里不是好像来到一个外地的一个特会里面。
So as if when I came, it's not like I'm as a foreign person.
真的，我真的可以说哈，一见如故啊。
We were like good friends.
好像我们认识了很多年一样。
Yes, we have known each other for many years.
那尼特江森礼拜三晚上他来讲道的时候
，While Nita Johnson was sharing on Wednesday night,
有他在没有来之前呢就运了一批书来，就是他所写的，一共有八本。
Before she came, her books arrived. There were eight of them.
好像有十几箱
，and some more than 10 boxes.
那么那天讲完道，他讲宣布说这些书是免费的，弟兄姊妹需要的可以拿。
And so that evening, she announced that all the books are free. You can feel free to take them.
结果那个书很快就没有了。
Disappeared in no time.
那我自己都没有拿到。
Any.
那个可是他来之前他有要求说我们可否在聚会大会结束的时候为他收一次奉献。
But she did request if we can give her a love offering.
主要是为他的 ministry.
It's for her ministry.
他们的事工譬如印书啊送书啊这些都要花费用很大。
So, for example, printing the books, this all have a lot of cost.
还有他到各地去讲道。
For traveling.
他说他也有计划要到中国去。
And she has a plan to go to
Taiwan. 去。
To Taiwan.
我想我明天我跟他吃饭的时候可能就谈到这个问题。
And so perhaps we'll discuss that plan tomorrow.
对啊。他在中国人当中就是他越来越有名，是
吧？ So among the Chinese, she become famous.
Yeah. 他在东岸、西岸举行的特会
，and the East Coast of the West.
他的特会有一个名称叫做 Eagles Gathering,
and
老鹰的聚会。
She has meetings or gatherings of the eagles.
那他的 ministry 的名字呢，叫做 World for Jesus Ministry。
And her ministry is called World for Jesus.
World for Jesus. 那等会儿我答应哈替她收一次奉献。
So we agreed to collect offering for her.
我也跟她说哈，我们的聚会，平常的聚会特会，我们都不收奉献。
And we have explained to her normally we don't collect offerings.
我们的习惯就是在门外放一个奉献箱。
And we just have to practice to put the offering box outside.
可是呢，他这样的一个特别请求，我说我们愿意这样做。
And so we agreed to with her to collect the offering.
我愿意看到他的事工要兴旺。
And we want to see her ministry flourish.
他的事工很多时候是一个好像跟一个跟这个邪灵的世界在打仗。
And so her ministry is big and it's always against the evil spirit.
因此她自己的生活哈非常的节俭。
And her lifestyle is very simple.
因为主要她只是过一个很简单的生活。
Because the Lord wants her to live a simple lifestyle.
而且她跟主哈有立约。
And she has a covenant with the Lord.
或者我应该说她向主许了愿。
Perhaps she has made a commitment before the Lord.
一个
贫穷的生活。
And she had chose to live the poor lifestyle.
比如她不到外面餐馆去吃饭。
For example, she will not eat outside in the restaurant.
那她在食物方面吃了很简单。
Her food is very simple.
她连那 dessert 她都不吃。
She will not even touch dessert.
而且她住的旅馆
and the hotel she stays.
不能够超过二星级
cannot be over two star ranking
比如我们这次给她安排住在那个 Quality Inn
For example, we have set her up to stay in Quality Inn
那个是啊 2.5 星级的旅馆
And it is a 2.5 star restaurant
她不去住
And she wouldn't stay there
那么刚好我们的团体有一个房子
But we do have a place for her
空在那里
And it's empty, she can stay there
Yeah, 她就很喜欢住在那
And she likes to stay there
她是一个就是过力求过圣洁生活的
And so she seeks to live a holy life
她让她的信息里面也强调要圣洁
And all her messages that contain holiness
所以这样的人哈是魔鬼哈是常常攻击的对象
So a minister like that is the focal point for attack from the satanic forces
我们都知道哈一个普普通通的基督徒
and the average Christian
那好像跟世界没有什么太大分别
and if you're not so distinct from the world
不太注重哈跟神的关系过圣洁的生活
and do not live a holy life or pay attention to the Lord
魔鬼哈多半他不会来碰这样的基督徒
Satan will not touch this kind of believer
所以当我们这个特会哈受到一些攻击的时候
So when Satan attacks this conference,
反而好坚固我的信心
it strengthened my faith,
让我更加清楚知道
and so that to let me know,
我们所做的呢是在神的旨意当中
what we have done is according to the will of the Lord,
会影响撒旦的国
affecting the kingdoms of Satan,
所以他有一个反弹
so they will attack,
但是主耶稣终于得胜了
But Jesus,
最后的胜利总是属于主的。
Final victory belongs to the Lord.
我们的 ，Hallelujah,
belongs to us.
Hallelujah,
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 Hallelujah.
我感到这个得胜，我就要喊起来。
And every time I feel like there's a victory, I shout.
主把那个喉咙又还给我了。
And give my voice back.
我才能够喊。
So I can shout now.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
Glory to the Lord.
Glory to the Lord.
He's
ready to be
praised. Anything
that Satan doesn't like,
we
will
do it. The more he
doesn't like it, we'll do it.
Anything Jesus
likes, we'll do
it. We
won't worry about our own needs as well.
当然我们都不愿意做撒旦喜欢做的事。
Nobody likes to do Satan's work.
可是你要知道有的时候
But sometimes you must
know, 会利用人的肉体。
He doesn't necessarily use our flesh, our weakness.
所以有时候如果我们要是照着肉体的意思去做的话呢
A lot of times we will do things according to our flesh.
也是会叫撒旦喜欢的。
And sometimes we'll make Satan happy.
所以有时候连我们个人那个肉体喜欢都不喜欢我们都不管只要主耶稣喜悦我就这样去做
So we must not pay attention to our flesh but we only do what Jesus wants to do
我可是这样的基督撒旦最怕
In this kind of meeting the Satan's will fear
他也许会来搅扰会来攻击
Perhaps it will disturb us that they will attack
有一点像罗宾森师母所说的
As said by Mrs. Robinson
他说撒旦会来这样攻击你来搅扰你
Satan will come and disturb and attack
但是啊他说你啊就站在那里稳稳的
All you have to do is just to stand
不给他有任何一点地位
Stand firm and don't give them any room
撒旦攻击一次两次三次
He will attack one, two, three times
然后他就说
And then he will retreat
No, it won't work
And then he will give up, it won't work
I will leave
And they will retreat.
好像在试探主耶稣
as he tested Jesus.
Inside 这样试探那样的试探
tested in different angles.
主耶稣啊，就是用神的话来抵挡他
And Jesus used the word of God and defended himself.
所以圣经告诉我们说，他试探完了，他就离开了。
And Bible tells us after Satan tempted Jesus and he left.
我们也要这样子来。
And we have to be like that as well.
最要紧就是不要怕。
The key is not to be afraid.
有时候撒旦不一定攻击，他就让你怕。
Sometimes he won't even attack you, just to make you afraid.
那也是一种攻击。
That's a form of attack.
所以圣经说不要怕。
So we ought not fear.
尤其那个突然来的惧怕啊，不要害怕。
Especially those sudden fear, we ought not to
fear. 来的一个怕。
And when it comes suddenly,
我不久以前呢，就是有一天我在家里安静的时候。
Not long ago when I was at home waiting,
我想到有一件事情。
I remember one thing.
我在 struggle.
I was struggling on it.
忽然有一个惧怕来了。
Suddenly fear sets in.
哎呦，如果我要是失败怎么办
？If I fail, what would happen?
那个惧怕就来了。
And fear sets in.
我就想起啊，圣经这一句话。
I remember the Bible.
突然来的惊恐
，and the sudden fear that come.
就是在大概是箴言书
，perhaps in Proverbs.
突然来的惊恐啊
，and the fear that come suddenly.
不要害怕
，we should not fear them.
然后我立刻想到主的话
，and I remember the word of the Lord.
我这样子一仰望主，那个惧怕就离开我。
When I look upon the Lord, the fear left me.
这是我临时想到的。
And I just remember this just now.
突然来一个句，惊恐，不要害怕。是在箴言书有没有找到？
三章二十五节。
多少
？Chapter 3 verse 25。
三十三章是吧？
三章 ，Chapter 3 verse 25。
一起来看一看。
Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence.
这句话要记住，因为我们有很多人常常会害怕的。
And we ought to remember this verse because many of us will have sudden fear.
尤其是突然来的惊恐
especially the sudden terror.
这也是一种攻击或者是搅扰
And it is like a disturbance or it is an attack.
So, 不要害怕
So we ought not to not be afraid.
26节
verse 26
是给我最大的帮助
Perhaps helps me the most.
因为耶和华是你所依靠的
The Lord will be your confidence.
他必保守你的脚不陷入网络
And will keep your foot from being caught.
这个话一来的我就好像就放心了就
And when I remember this verse, I have peace again.
我就知道说主带一定会带我胜过这一次
And I know the Lord will give me the victory.
撒旦的攻击有时是多方面的
And his attack that comes from many fronts.
可是我们要紧的就是我们要知道神的话
But we ought to know the word of the Lord.
主耶稣在旷野哈，他受魔鬼的试探。
While Jesus was in the wilderness, he was tempted.
他每一次的试探，他胜过的时候
，Every time he overcome the temptation,
都是说经上这样说。
He always is according to the word of the Lord, as recorded in the word of the Lord.
他就是用圣经的话。
He always uses the words that's in the Bible.
所以我们对圣经哈越熟越好。
So we really need to know the Bible well.
而且哈，圣经的话就是神的话。
And the word, Bible is the word of the Lord.
神的话跟人的话不一样的。
There's the difference between man's words and God's word.
人的话哈，常常是有消极的。
Man's words are often pessimistic.
是没有信心的
It has no faith.
是影响摇动你的信心
And tends to shake people.
神的话常常都是坚固我们的信心
But God's word strengthens us.
因为它是积极的
Because it's always optimistic.
所以它坚固我们的信心
So it strengthens our faith.
那有的时候啊，人不知不觉
But sometimes not knowing.
被魔鬼利用来说一些消极的话
And we will be used to speak out things that are very pessimistic
使他说人信心受亏损
And the one that has spoken, their faith is weakened
也使听的人呢也信心受亏损
And the one that is listening also weakened their faith
因此哈圣经特别的教导我们
So theBible often teaches
在话语上要非常的谨慎
We ought to be very careful how we speak
而且在旧约里头神他就是照着以色列人口中所说的话给他们成就
And in fact according to the Old Testament The Lord will fulfill what has been spoken by Israel
他们说有信心的话，神就给他们成就。
And with faith, God will fulfill the word.
他们如果说消极的话，神也让消极的事情会临到他们。
So with pessimistic words, and it will fulfill as well.
那这些跟我们过一个得胜的生活都有。
And this is very much related for us to live a victorious life.
都有密切的关系。
And very much related.
Hallelujah. 我还要哈，还是接着我今天早上讲这个圣灵，我们跟随圣灵的这个系列。
And I want to continue to talk about following the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，我们要收奉献。
And after we will collect offerings.
还有一些关于特会的一些事务上的报告。
And a few announcements as well.
那再就是呢，我们最后呢要照一个全体照。
And after we will take a group photos.
因为有的人明天早上就要离开了。
Because some of you will depart tomorrow morning.
明天上午的聚会能够参加的人大概有多少？我想好不好请
？Can you let us know what if you can attend tomorrow morning meeting? Raise your hand. Tomorrow morning meeting.
所以。只有一小部分的人
perhaps a quarter、
一小部分的人、
a small part can come
yeah 好不好请再一次然后
if you can please keep your hands up
圣球数一数
if Alice can count for us
数点一下看看多少
and to see or you can stand up perhaps it's easier to see is it
都可以啊
okay、
yeah.
then fine
也许站起来看看有多少位明天早上可以参加。
And if you can rise, if you can come tomorrow, please rise so that we can do a head count. 8 over there. 13 is over here. That would be 21. 20, 41. 13. 13, that would be 54.56
一共多少
56
好感谢主因为他也希望知道明天大概有多少人还有什么时间必须要他来
And Anita also wanted to know how many people can come tomorrow so we counted
他甚至于他还讲他说他这次都没有什么服侍啊，他觉得他不应该收我们的奉献。
She said since they didn't have the time to minister to you, she didn't feel like she should do the collections of the offering.
我说我们愿意支持你的事工。
But I told her that I'm willing to support your ministry.
你的事工很重要。
Because your ministry is critical.
同时，他这十几箱的书啊，这样送给弟兄姐妹。
And just for the books alone.
我想我们也应该跟他有点奉献。
We have to give her an offering.
那所以你们稍微有点准备。那
So please prepare your heart.
我们等一下结束以前，我们就要收奉献。
So before the meetings end, we will do the collection.
Yeah. 现在请我们就翻到约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to John 14.
我希望很快的把这三章能够结束的。
I want to complete these three chapters.
我已经说过了约翰福音十四、十五、十六章。
As I mentioned before, these three chapters, 14, 15, 16 of John,
乃是主耶稣有关圣灵的教导。
This is the teaching from Jesus about the Holy Spirit.
的精华部分。
And these are the epics.
主耶稣在地上的时候。
And when he was on earth.
有关圣灵祷告是要来的那个教训。
And so concerning the helper that will come.
主要是记载在这个约翰福音十四、十五、十六章。
And it's recorded in those three chapters.
十六章我早上有提到一个重点就是
Chapter 16 I mentioned one key point
圣灵来了
When the Holy Spirit comes
就使我们有能力来遵守主的道
Will give us enough power to fulfill his words
那么另外
一方面他就是讲耶稣基督启示在我们的里面。
Secondly, it tells that the Holy Spirit gives us the revelation of Christ in us.
就是啊，二十一节主耶稣所说的哈，我要向他们显现。
And verse 21, he will show himself to us.
我要向他们显现，这个英文的翻译更好。
And this verse is better in English.
Yeah, 英文的翻译你读一读看。
14:21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will love by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
Yeah, 那个英文的翻译哈，中文是说并且要向他显现。
In Chinese, that he will show himself to them.
英文的翻译是我要把我的自己显现给他们。
And in English, it says, "Well, manifest myself to them."
换句话说，他要将他自己启示在我们的里面。
That is to say, he will manifest. He will give us a revelation about himself.
Yes. 而这个显现
，and this manifestation,
主要是圣灵来了以后
，it's after the Holy Spirit come,
将他启示在我们的里面。
So he will reveal himself to us.
这个显现啊，不一定是外面的显现。
The revelation is not external.
虽然有时候圣灵会啊让我们啊看到异象或者做异梦。
Sometimes Holy Spirit can give us vision and dreams.
但是这里所说的显现
，but this manifestation，
最主要的就是当一个爱主的人，他真的遵守主的命令的时候。
And the most important thing is when someone who loves the Lord andfulfill his word,
他肯顺服主的时候
and obey him,
主就将他自己他的荣美他的宝贵他的真实就显现在他的里面。
And for those, he would reveal himself, his truth, his divine, and his love to them.
那另外一个点今天晚上我们要看的就是二十三节。
And this, another point is verse 23.
我们可以读一读哈。耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”这个二十三节是另外一种的应许。
And verse 23 is another promise.
这个应许呢，也是给哈。顺服主的人。
And verse 23 is always for those who are of obedience to the Lord.
我们要知道哈，主耶稣看我们是不是爱他。
And the way Jesus see if we love him or not,
主要是看我们是不是顺服他。
He is mainly measured by our obedience,
遵守他的道。
And obey his words,
守他的诫命。
His commandment,
是顺服他的
obedience
带领。
It is obey his guidance.
所以主耶稣啊，他说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
So he says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
那么我们所得到的回报是什么呢？
And what is our reward?
二十一节是说，父爱我们，子也爱我们。
And verse 21 tells us, the Father loves us, the Son loves us,
并且耶稣要将他自己启示在我们的里面。
And he will manifest himself to us.
那二十三节呢
？Verse 23,
他给我们的回报是什么呢
？And the reward is,
他不仅是父爱我们，子爱我们。
In addition to the love from the Father and the Son,
是并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
And we will go to him and live with him.
就是这个我们。顺服了主
and
这个顺服主是需要付代价的。
And that is to say, to obey, we have to pay a price.
很多时候这个代价不是金钱物质的代价。
Many times the price is not money.
你要知道我们要牺牲一点金钱，牺牲一点物质并不难。
And it's easy to give up money and material things.
这个代价比较最难的一种代价，
the most difficult price
就是我们要肯谦卑下来。
We need to humble ourselves.
有的时候主常常他感动我们，要我们去做我们所不愿意做的事。
Many times he will move us to do things we don't want to do.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们不好意思。
because we'll feel ashamed.
我们不愿意啊丢去我们的面子。
Because we don't want to lose.
我们要维护我们的尊荣。
And we want to protect ourselves.
这种代价是最难付的一种代价。
And this kind of price is the highest to pay.
可是这种的顺服也是最宝贵的顺服。
But this kind of obedience is the most precious to the Lord.
主耶稣说哈，人若爱我就必遵守我的道。
If you love me, you will keep my word.
那我们都知道主的道啊。
And we know His word.
主的道是什么呢？
And what is His word?
就要我们饶恕人。
And to forgive someone.
是吧？而且不止一次的饶恕。
Not one time.
也不止七次的饶恕。
Not seven times.
而是七十七次的饶恕。
70 times seven.
意思说是无限量的饶恕。
That is to say, is limitless.
那这样的一种顺服，这是很难的。
So this kind of obedience is difficult.
但是这是主的道。
But this is His word.
主说，人若爱我
，But if you love me，
他就必遵守我的道。
You'll keep my word.
那当我们这样顺服了以后
，And when we obey as such，
主的道既然这样教导，我们就这样去做。
And His word says so, we must obey.
那主会给我们有赏赐的。
He will reward us.
他会给我们回报的。
And it will give us reward.
而那个回报呢，是远超过我们所想象的。
And this reward is beyond our understanding.
那这里二十三节所说的是另外一种的回报。
And verse 23 is another type of reward.
那就是说
，It is
这个父子圣灵要来与我们同住。
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will dwell with us.
神与我们同在
，In His presence,
是一时的。
Sometimes it's temporary.
谁与我们同住
？And when He dwells with us,
是永久的。
It's eternal.
我们如果要住在一个地方
，So if we were to dwell in some place,
那是长久性的。
It's a long-term thing.
如果我们在某一个地方
，If we in a temporary place,
那有一天我们会离开的。
And someday you will leave.
所以
，Therefore.
二十一节的赏赐就是主将他的自己启示在我们的里面。
And the reward in verse 21 is the revelation or manifestation of Himself to us.
二十三节的赏赐呢
，verse 23
就是这位三位一体的神与我们永远同在。
The Triune God to dwell with us forever.
你看，一个顺服主的人多么有福气。
And you can see the one who obeys the Lord is very blessed.
如果你已经尝过了主同在的那个美好
，and if you've really tasted the goodness of His presence，
那你就想到应该想到主的同住更好。
So you must can imagine His dwelling would be even better.
天天与我们同在
，He's with us every day.
一直在我们的里面
，continue to be in us.
一直在我们的旁边
，continue to beside us.
我。真的很感谢主。
I really want to give thanks to the Lord.
我自从啊受了圣灵以后
，Ever since I have the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
我可以说从来哈没有经历到孤单的时候。
I never felt lonely.
即使哈在教会里面牧会
，Even when I minister in the church,
遭遇到一些困难的时候
，When I face difficulty,
好像我没有人可以去交通。
There's no one I can talk to.
有些话我也不能跟人说。
There's some words I just cannot say to anyone.
我也知道人也不能帮助我什么。
And I know that people cannot really help me.
所以我就退到主面前去。
I just come to the Lord.
我就这样安静的。
And just to wait upon Him.
我从来没有觉得好像孤单。
So I don't feel lonely.
没有人了解我。
You know, no one understands me.
我没有地方可以去诉苦。
And I cannot complain to anybody.
那就是因为神与我同住。
This is that He dwelled with us.
他住在我里面。
He dwelled in us.
我也住在他里面。
And we dwell in Him.
我们已经提过哈，约翰一书第三章第四章。
And we mentioned first John chapter 3 and 4.
有两次都提到。
And mentioned twice.
我们所以知道神住在我们里面。
The reason we know that He is in us.
是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Because of the given Holy Spirit.
如果你相信啊，神已经把圣灵赐给你了。
If you believe the Lord has given you the Spirit,
你必须相信神就住在你里面。
You must believe He dwells in you.
你必须相信神就住在你里面。
You must believe that He lives in you.
如果你一直相信神住在你的里面
If you continue to believe that he dwells in you
你在地上的生活会完全不一样的
And your earthly life will be very different
你对事情的看法是不一样的
You will look at things very differently
你的价值观是不一样的
And the value system is very different
因为如果神住在你里面
Because God will dwell in you
如果真的这样相信的话
You truly believe this
我告诉你
I tell you
你走路的时候你都会啊挺胸昂首，
因为我 walk with head up，
好像好神奇一样的。
It's like you learn from。
我说的不是外面的。
I'm not talking about the external。
我说的是里面的。
I'm talking about your the inside。
然后约翰一书第四章也告诉我们。
And First John chapter 4 also says，
我们所以知道神住在我们里面。
The reason we know that God dwells in us，
我们也住在他里面。
And that we dwell in Him，
是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Because of the given Holy Spirit。
是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵
Because you have given us the Holy Spirit
我们这些领受圣灵的弟兄姐妹
And for those who have received the Holy Spirit
不要只是啊经历到一些神的能力
Not only to experience His power
或者一些恩赐
Or His gifting
不管是哪方面的恩赐
No matter which gifting
更重要的那是这一位赐恩的主
That is to find the givers
这一位全能的神
Can you see everything is very light?
在乎你知道有多少神住在你的里面。
It's very much related how much you know God dwells in you.
不在乎你的外面。
Has nothing to do with your external
环境如何
how the circumstances environment
穷孩子是富不在乎
你的富
乃在乎神住在你的里面
What is the most important that he dwells in you
你如果有这样一个亮光
If you have this kind of revelation
而且活在这个亮光的里面
And you live in this understanding
哦，那你就是一个最成功的基督徒
And you will be a successful believer
你就能够成为很多人的祝福
And you will be a blessing to many
好，现在我们可以再接下去看十五章
Let's look at chapter 15 now.
快快地把它结束。
And we want to finish it quickly.
十五章第一节
Verse 1, chapter 15.
到第八节
Verse 2, verse 8.
这一段呢，我们要一起来读。
Let's read it together, this passage.
好。来。
Let's read it together.
我是真葡萄树。我父是栽培的
vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, and it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
You may not have the word in me, and you
will bear fruit.
妻子若不常在好树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我的里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡与人所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。圣灵来的另外一个主要的。一个目的
Another intent for the Holy Spirit to come
我在十四章第二十节已经说过了
And I have already mentioned in chapter 14 verse 20
圣灵来的另外一个主要的目的
Another reason for his to come
就是叫我们能够与主联合
Is to teach us to join together with the Lord
主耶稣他是用葡萄树跟枝子啊来做比喻
And he was using the branches and the vine.
他说你 他一开始就说我是真葡萄树。
He begins to say I'm the true vine.
神造这个葡萄树，你要知道。
And so you know that the Lord created this vine.
不仅是为着人类可以来享受这个葡萄。
Not only for us to enjoy the fruit.
不仅是让人类可以用这个葡萄来制作很好的酒
and use grapes to make wine
是给人享受的
for people to enjoy
可是神造这个葡萄树啊
and in addition to that
更主要的目的
and another purpose
从他的观点来
from his perspective
来是要说明我们跟主耶稣的关系
is to describe our relationship with him
就是圣灵来了以后
And after the Spirit comes,
我们跟主耶稣所有的那个连结
，and joining together with the Holy Spirit,
我们必须要脱离这个物质的观念
，we must remove ourselves from this material world,
来领会主耶稣所说的他那个属灵的意义
，to perceive His understanding of the Holy Spirit.
就把我们比作这个葡萄树的枝子
，and we are like the branches.
那他就是那个树
and he is that tree
他说他是真葡萄树
and he is the true vine
那就是说那个神造的这个物质的葡萄树他只是让我们来享受
so the physical vine is for us to enjoy
真正让我们享受的
but the true enjoyment
真正供应我们灵命需要的
the true provision for spirit
那是他自己
but it's himself
所以他是真葡萄树
so he is the true vine
而他是我们真正的供应的源头
He is the source of our provision
我们所需要的一切
All our needs
都在他的里面
Are in him
不论是属物质的属灵的
No matter the material worlds or physical
都在就他
Are all in him
大卫告诉我们说
David
我的好处不在他以外
Our benefits are not outside of him
所以他说我是真葡萄树
So he says I'm the true vine
然后他说我父是栽培的人
And our father is the vine dresser
这个父在十四章里面呢我们已经讲过了就是父的灵在他里面
And so on chapter 14 when we say the father we mean the spirit of the father
他说父在我里面我在父里面
So the father is in me I'm in the father
你难道不相信吗
Don't want you to believe
门徒们呢当时很难相信
And theFollower asked him, but it's difficult to believe.
可是就是在今天
but today,
我们很多的基督徒
many believers,
即使领受了圣灵
even though they have received the Holy Spirit,
我们都很少的时候我们相信神的灵就在我们里面
very infrequent we believe the Spirit is in us.
我们所注重的
and what we pay attention to,
通常我们所寻求的
and what we seek after,
还是外面
It's always external.
或者说还是圣灵的外显。
And perhaps the external of the Holy Spirit.
先知说预言哦。
Whether someone speaking prophecy.
或者什么样的恩赐做释放啊。
Or doing some ministry to release people.
这些可能都是圣灵的工作。
These are all the works of the Holy Spirit.
但是那是圣灵工作的一个显出外显。
But it is an external manifestation.
那不是圣灵的本身。
But that's not the Holy Spirit himself.
圣灵的本身就住在我们的里面。
He himself dwells in us.
可今天很少基督徒
but today very few believers
真正的相信说圣灵就在他里面
truly believe the Holy Spirit dwell in them
而且呢正如约翰使徒约翰所说的
as John said
我们从主所受的恩膏
and the anointing that we receive from him
一直都在我们里面
continue to dwell in us
我们不需要人来教导
we don't need people to teach us
自有主的恩膏在凡事上来教导我们
and the anointing that is in us will teach us
他说这恩膏是真的不是假的
and this anointing is true not false
所以因此你们要按照恩膏的教训要住在主里面
and so therefore according to the anointing you need to dwell in the Lord
我们如果相信圣灵一直在我们的里面
if we continue to believe the
我们的生活应该是一个住在主里面的生活
and therefore our lifestyle should be the one that have the inward living
我们如果是住在主里面
If we were to dwell in him
我们就像耶稣所说的这个枝子跟树是连在一起
So we are like Jesus said We are the branches that connected to the vine
他这里说得很清楚
So it's clear here
他说那个枝子如果不藏在葡萄树它是自己不能够结果子
It says if the branch is not on the vine It cannot bear fruit
基督徒他要灵命长进。
In order for believers to grow,
他要那个接触各样哈属灵的果子。
It has to bear all the different kinds of fruit.
能够成为很多人的供应和祝福。
And can be blessing to many.
他自己不能够做的。
It's not himself he can do.
他可以做一些好事。
He can do some good deeds.
你要知道，我们人呢、啊、也有那个行善的那个本能。
And naturally we have some talent to give.
可是啊，人的那个人的那个行善
，and our good deeds，
那个跟主耶稣的那个生命所出来的那个善，那是不一样的。
As to the goodness from the Lord is very different。
所以就说，你们如果是藏在我里面
，and the Bible tells us if we continue to dwell in Him。
Abide in Him， 也就藏在你们里面。
And I'll abide in you。
他说：“枝子自己不能结果子
，and branches itself cannot bear fruit。
你们若不常在我里面
，if you not continue to dwell in me， abide in me，
那也是这样。
In the same manner，
你想想看，那个葡萄哈、啊，你看到过那个葡萄树哈、啊、
？You can see a vine。
葡萄树那个树墩并不是很粗很大
，and the trunk is not very big。
可是它很奇妙，它那个枝子啊，就是可以。”延伸得很长
，but its branches can go far。
而且这个枝子要常常要修理的
，and you have to prune the branches。
他们种过葡萄的人就知道，他那个枝子如果修理的越干净
，and so if you have experienced the one that prunes often，
那个结出来的葡萄就越多
，it will grow lots of grapes。
而且那个枝真的可以一直延伸，可以一直延伸。
And continue to stretch and move forward.
所以葡萄啊，可以结出来很多很多的葡萄。
And so therefore you can bear a lot of fruits.
但是这个枝子，所以那个结出那么多葡萄来。
And the reason it can grow so much fruit.
是因为它连在那个树上面。
Because it's connected and joined to the trunk.
什么时候它如果不连在树上的话呢
？The moment it is removed from the trunk,
它就不能结果子。
It can no longer bear fruit.
而且主耶稣告诉我们说，它这个枝子啊就成为枯干了。
And it will dry.
主耶稣他用这个比喻
，And he's using this metaphor,
就告诉我们，我们那个住在主里面那个生活是多么的重要。
It's to tell us how important it is that we abide in Him.
我们必须连于他。
We need to join in Him.
不能离开他。
We cannot be departed from Him.
不能没有他。
We cannot do without Him.
因为耶稣说。
Because Jesus said,
你们如果离开了我，什么都不能做。
If you depart from me, there's nothing you can do.
如果我们真的相信圣灵住在我们的里面
，If you truly believe He dwells in us,
我们每天
，Every day,
我们时时刻刻
，Moment by moment,
我们都会连于主的。
We will join together with Him.
我们说话行事
，The way in our speech and the things we do,
我们会注意圣灵在我们里面的那个带领。
We will pay attention to the leadings of the Holy Spirit.
我也想到哈，我们这次特会哈，我们的同工。
I mentioned to Paul before in the ministry in our team.
有两位啊
，It's two of them.
也是这一种好像情况啊，那个压力很大
，They have a lot of pressure.
那就控制不住了。
And beyond their control,
说了一些不该说的话
said unnecessary things.
可是你知道吗
But do you know?
他们回去以后有一位
And as they go home, one of them,
那天晚上一夜都睡不着
They cannot sleep the whole night.
然后有一位呢，就第二天呢，他就决定说他要向对方去道歉
And so another one says they made a decision to apologize.
因为圣灵在他们的里面呢
Because the Holy Spirit is in them.
他不可能的
It's impossible not to forgive.
如果我们真的相信圣灵住在我们里面的话
If you truly believe He dwells in you
我们不可能离开主的
You cannot be departed from
Him. 我们知道那个圣灵就是主的灵
We know that the Spirit is Holy Spirit.
他会责备我们的
He will instruct you.
他会感动，他会禁止
He will move you. He will stop you.
甚至我们的言语，我们的思想
Even our words, our thoughts.
他都要来管理的
And He will correct you.
可是呢，有一种可能
But there's another possibility.
那就是啊，我们不理会圣灵
And that we ignore the Holy Spirit.
明明心里面感觉到不对了
Even though it's a constant
我们不注意我们不顺服
We ignore it
明明心里面觉得要跟对方去道歉
You know inside of you you need to apologize
我们不愿意去。
But we're not willing.
这个就是圣经所说的。这个就是圣经所说的。
This is what the Bible says.
消灭圣灵的感
觉。You quench the Holy Spirit.
或者另外一种说法。
Another way to say it.
就是使圣灵担忧。
And that you cause the Spirit to worry.
担忧就是难过。
It's that he is sad.
如果在我们里面圣灵难过。
If the Holy Spirit is sad in us.
你一定是不舒服的。
And you won't feel comfortable.
你一定是难过的。
You will be sad too.
好像这个弟兄，他难过，圣灵在他里面难过到一个，就是他晚上他不能睡觉。
As for this one brother, he cannot sleep.
也许他只觉得他自己很，他自己很难过。
And he just feels terrible.
约翰告诉我们说，在我们里面的恩膏是真的，不是假的。
John tells us the anointing that is in us is true.
而且这恩膏会在凡事上教训我们。
And this anointing will teach us in all things.
在每一件事上教训我们。今天上午我们有讲到
This morning we mentioned
那个顺服圣灵的重要
And important, the importance to obey the Holy Spirit
那说法牧师他有见证他怎么样顺服圣灵
Pastor Lai testify how she obeyed the Holy Spirit
他所得来的乃是更多的恩膏
And what in return she gained more anointing
更多神的爱
More love
也更多的能力
and more power
每一次的顺服
each obedience
都会带来
will lead to
更多一份的恩膏
more anointing
每一次的顺服
each obedience
都会使我们跟主的关系更亲密
will cause our relationship with him deeper
使我们与主的连结会更深
so that our joining together are deeper
因为圣灵来
So when the Holy Spirit comes,
就是要叫我们与主联合
is to join us together.
这个十五章这个葡萄树跟枝子的比喻
this teaching on vine and the branches
是接着十四章啊，耶稣接着十四章所讲下来的
It's a continuation of chapter 14.
所以我们只有顺服圣灵
All we to do is obey the Holy Spirit.
我要想做一个成功的基督徒
If we want to be a successful believer
快乐的基督徒
Joyful one
得胜的基督徒
Victorious one
那个生命越来越丰盛的基督徒
And your life become richer
除了顺服圣灵外没有第二条路
Beside obedience there's no other way
而且圣经很清楚地告诉我们
And it's clear in the Bible
在罗马书第八章
In Romans chapter 8
Galatians 书第五章
Galatians 5
都告诉我们说
Tells us
我们如果顺服圣灵
If we are to obey the Holy Spirit
我们就不属肉体了
And we no longer belong to the flesh
我们就属灵了
And we become spiritual
什么样的人才是属灵呢
And who are become spiritual
不是他的态度很客气啊很好像很谦虚
Not that his attitude is very humble
不是他的外表不是他的外表属灵、啊、也不是他的衣着还怎么样属灵
Not his outfit
乃是看他是不是顺服圣灵。
The only way to know is his obedience to the Holy Spirit.
这个圣经所说的那个属灵。
So the spiritual life in the Bible.
就是好像你一顺服你就是属于圣灵了。
The moment you obey, you are spiritual.
你一顺服你就是顺着圣灵了。
The moment you obey, you follow the Holy Spirit.
不是像我们所说的那些外面的属灵。
It's not like what people think is external things.
所以你是不是一个属灵的人
If you are spiritual or not
不是看你看了多少属灵的书
It's not measured by how many books you have read
而是看你有多少时候你顺服了圣灵
Measured by your obedience
而常常这种顺服
This kind of obedience
呀、yeah, 乃是在我们日常生活里面的顺服
It's in your daily life
尤其是在我们的家里面
especially at home
在我们的人际关系
in your relationship with people
夫妻之间的关系
husband and wife relationship
啊，我们跟我们亲友的关系
in our dear friends
我们跟同事的关系
in our co-workers
还有在教会里跟弟兄姐妹
or at church with brother and sister
还有你跟你上司的关系
or your boss
就有多少时候你是在顺服圣灵的
How many times have you obeyed the Holy Spirit?
就决定你属你的程度到什么程度
Determine your spiritual level.
但主耶稣来
So when Jesus come,
我向我们讲过，他把圣灵赐给我们
，and He gave us the Holy Spirit.
他讲到我们要遵守他的道，遵守他的命令之前
，that we before He says we keep His word.
他先讲圣灵，先讲宝惠师来了
，and first talk about the Comforter coming.
他讲到宝惠师要来的时候
，talking before the Comforter comes.
他说了这样一句话
，He said this.
因为我活着，你们也要活着
，because I live, you ought to live.
那个意思说
What is to say?
因为我在里面活着
Because I live in you
你就有能力来顺服像我这样活着一样
You have the power to obey as I have lived
所以啊我说我们必须相信神的灵在我们的里面
So as I said we must believe the spirit dwell in us
神的灵就是复活的基督的灵
The spirit is the same spirit that gives Jesus resurrection.
就是耶稣的灵
The spirit of Jesus.
只是一位得胜的基督的灵
And this is victorious Jesus.
他住在我们的里面
He dwell in us.
所以他说因为我活着你们也要活着
Because I live, you ought to live as well.
因为他复活了
Because he has a resurrection.
因为他活在我们的里面
Because he dwell in us.
你们也能活
So you ought to live as well.
他不要求我们好像来做我们做不到的事情
He is not expecting us to do things we cannot do
但是他来了
But when he came
在我们的里面活着
And he lives in us
我们才能够活出他所要的
And so that we can live according to his will
遵守他的命令遵守他的道
To follow his words
所以十五章那个最重要的一点
So the most important part in chapter 15
就是住在主里面
Is to dwell in the Lord To abide in him
我们怎样才能住在主里面
And how are we to abide in him?
顺服圣灵
To obey the Holy Spirit
接受圣灵在凡事上给我们的教导
To receive all his correction
接受圣灵在凡事上给我们的教导
Correction in all things
So 开始的时候主耶稣说他说我父是栽培的人
In the beginning he says The Father is the vine dresser
接受了圣灵
That is to say the Holy Spirit
他是栽培的人他是建造我们
And he is to edify to build us up
他是栽培我们的命灵命建造我们灵命的
And he is preparing us develop us
他说凡属我不结果子的枝子
And those who belong to me but bear no fruit
他就剪去
And he will cut off
如果我们做基督徒
If we are believers
没有住在主里面
We are not in him
不可能结果子
We will not bear any fruit
如果没有结果子
If we bear no fruit
那结果怎么样呢
What is the result?
结果他说父就要把它剪去
And the father will cut them off
如果那个枝子被剪去的话
And if the branches is cut off
那后果是什么样的
And what is the result?
主耶稣啊说枯干那人就剪去
And will dry down
柴火这样去烧
And become a wood to burn
那就是他会在这个世界上就这样被消耗掉了
And it's basically diminished in the world
然后他就说
And after he said
他结果子的
But those who bear fruit
他就修理干净
And will prune them
使枝子啊结果子更多
That will bear more fruit
我刚才说过他们种过葡萄的人呢、啊、他们会懂得那个枝子要修理的干净
And as mentioned before those who know this they need to prune the branches
哎那个果子才能够结得更多
So that they can bear more fruit
那我们的父是栽培的人
And the Father is the vine dresser.
他也是修理我们的人。
And he will correct us.
他说，凡结果子的枝，他就修理干净。
And those who bear fruit will prune.
换句话说，当神在我们身上做工。
And so the works that is in us are done by the Lord.
要做修理的工作的时候。
And when he's doing the correction.
那是一个好的现象。
It's a good thing.
那是告诉你说。
That is to tell you.
你会结果子更多
That means you will bear more fruit
你已经是一个结果子的枝子
You already is the one that bears fruit
也他说凡结果子的枝子他就修理干净
Because those who bear fruit he will prune
你如果要是不是一个结果子的枝子
But if you bear no fruit
他会不会修理啊
Will he prune you
他根本把你剪掉了
He just cut you off
所以
Therefore
每一次让你觉得神的手在你身上做工的时候
Every time you feel the hand of the Lord is upon you
你要感谢
You need to give thanks to Him
因为这是你结果子更多的时候
Because it's time for you to bear more fruit
神对你有更高的心意
There's higher expectation on you
这个结果子
This bearing fruit
很可能是你的生命更丰盛
Maybe your life is more abundant.
也可能他会祝福你的事工
Perhaps to bless your ministry.
他会可能把更多得救的人会赐给你
Have more souls for your ministry.
所以这个结果是含义很多的
So this banquet has many meanings.
甚至有一天会差遣你啊到各地去
Or to send you to foreign lands.
当你生命更丰盛的时候
So when your life is richer,
神当然要使用你
Of course he will use you.
要让你成为更多人的祝福
To become the blessings of many
所以不要轻看神在我们身上动工要修理我们
So do not belittle his work in you
而且顺服呢要靠着主的恩典我们就能够顺服
So with his anointing you can obey
哎，这样的话我们就会结果子更多
And we will bear more fruit
那第三节他说现在你们因我讲给你们的道啊已经干净了
And in verse 3 it says that you're already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you
为什么这些门徒啊还没有被父神修理干净啊只是讲了道听了主的道他就干净了
And this belief of the followers of Jesus has not been pruned because when they heard the word of the Lord they already cleansed
为什么呢
Why is that?
因为他们听了主的道就去遵行
Because when they heard the word they obey
他们不需要父神再来修理他们
They don't need more prompting
他们去遵行的时候啊就已经进入这个生命之道
And as they obey they enter into the way of life
就已经接触那个生命的果子了
It's already connected and therefore bear fruit
所以我们如果聪明的话
If we are smart
我们要早早的顺服
We ought to obey quickly
就听了主的道就去行
The moment we hear it, we do it
那么我们就不需要哈、不需要圣灵啊再来在我们身上再来修理开刀了
Then you can avoid the pruning
因为修理开刀是很痛的一件事
This pruning is painful
遵行主的道
So obey his word
我们就很自然被改变
And we will be changed
我们就成圣
And we'll become holy
我们就住在主里面
And we'll dwell in him
因为主耶稣他在第七节讲
And Jesus says in verse 7
你们若常在我里面
If you abide in me
我的话也常在你们里面
And my words abide in you
而且另外一个赏赐
And you
就是凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就
And so this is another blessing that you ask what you desire and it shall be done for you
当我们遵行主的道的时候
When you follow his word
我们就知道什么是神的心意
You will know his heart
那我们的祷告很自然都会按照神的心意来祷告
And your prayer will be according to his heart
所以主说凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就
And so Jesus says What you desire it shall be done for you
他说你们都结果子
And all of you bear fruit
我父就因此得荣耀
And the Father is glorified
你们也就是我的门徒了
And you are my disciples
人怎么认识我们是耶稣的门徒
How do people recognize us as his disciples
我们结出果子来
Because we bear fruit
我们身上有基督的那个馨香之气
We have Christ's aroma,
基督的爱
His love,
基督的圣洁
His holiness,
基督的谦卑和柔和
His humility, His meekness,
基督的饶恕怜悯
Forgiveness,
都在我们的身上都表现出来
It's all come from us.
这个果子最重要的一个意思啊，就是长出来的意思。
The key meanings of the fruit is that it grows out.
别人可以看到的
People can see it.
甚至别人可以来享受的
And they can enjoy it
当我们身上爱更多的时候
When the love grows
别人会看到
People can see it
别人会享受
And they can enjoy your love
这就是多结果子
That what it means
父也得荣耀
And so the Father is glorified
那别人也看出
And people can see it
我们也真是他的门徒了
And we are his disciples
那十六章呢很简单
Chapter 16 is simple
最重要的一节经文就是十三节
The most important verse is 13
一起来就是
Let's do it together.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。我们应该就读这一句好了，那个要把那个小字啊也要再读一读哈。只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们进入一切的真理。
And he says that the Spirit of Truth has come, and he will guide you into all truth.
因为他不凭自己说。
For he will not speak on his own.
乃是把他所听见的都说出来。
But whatever he hears, he will speak.
并要把将来的事告诉你们。
And he will tell you things to come.
十四节很重要。
Verse 14 is very important.
他要荣耀我。
He will glorify me.
因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
And he will take of what is mine and declare it to you.
这里有两个重点。
And he has two key points here.
第一个重点呢，圣灵来是要引导我们进入一切的真理。
One is to lead us into all truth.
这个一切的真理。
All truth.
当然包括圣经的所有的真理。
Includes the Bible.
可最重要的
the most important,
乃是引导我们进入耶稣基督的丰盛
to lead us, to guide us into the fullness of Christ.
因为所有的真理都是耶稣基督他自己
Because all truth is Christ himself.
他说我就是真理
Because I am the truth.
当然他还有其他的真理没有讲的
Of course there's other truth he has
mentioned. 圣灵来他引导我们进入一切的真理
But it's to lead us into all truth.
就是进入耶稣基督一切的丰盛
That is to enter into Christ himself, his fullness.
他来他就要引导我们
He comes to lead us, to guide us.
那他如果引导我们 我们是不是要跟随
If he is to guide, are we to follow?
如果有一个人他带你 带路
If someone to lead you,
你是不是要跟他
Are you to follow?
你不跟你怎么能够到那个地方
If you don't follow, how can you arrive?
所以他来引导
So when he comes to guide,
那句话说圣灵啊，他一定是引导的。
In other words, the Holy Spirit will always come to guide.
他来是启示耶稣
，to reveal Jesus，
也是荣耀耶稣
，to glorify Jesus.
我们很多时候我们不知道怎么荣耀耶稣
，many of them don't know how to glorify Jesus.
我们只会说荣耀归给主
，all we know how to say is glorify Jesus.
但是在生活在行动上，怎么样荣耀主？
In our daily life, how to glorify Jesus?
这是要受圣灵的引导。
So we must be guided by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们相信
If we were to believe,
圣灵真的在我们里面
He abides in us.
我所以说如果
I said if, because
基督徒不够相信圣灵就在我们
Because we don't have enough belief.
如果我们要够相信圣灵在我们里面的话
If we trust or believe enough,
那我们的行事为人
In all our behavior,
我们的日常生活
in our daily walk,
都会受圣灵的引导
will be guided by the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵来是做我们的引导的
because He comes to guide us.
所以我说我们不够相信圣灵主
So therefore I said we don't believe Him enough.
如果够相信的话
because if it is enough,
我们就会像约翰所说的在每一件事情上来受圣灵的引导
would it be like John said, in all things will be guided by Him.
圣灵在每一天引导我们的结果是什么呢
And what is the result of his guiding?
带我们进入基督一切的丰盛
To enter into all truth into his fullness
所以那个跟随圣灵的后果
So following the Holy Spirit
多么的荣耀
It's glorious
这是这个十六章的一个重点另外一个重点就是他来是要荣耀耶稣
And second reason he come to glorify Jesus
圣灵所有的神迹启示
And all the miracles and wonders
都是圣灵的工作
It's all works of the Holy Spirit
是圣灵能力的外显
And it's manifestation
而圣灵所做这些
The reason he do all those things
对啊所以行这些神迹奇事
And he work all the things
他无非就是要荣耀耶稣
His intent to glorify Jesus
他来不是要荣耀一个事工
And he's not coming to glorify a minister
或者荣耀一个团体
Or a group of people
他来是要荣耀耶稣
He come to glorify Jesus
他所行的神迹其实都是要荣耀
And all the signs and wonders is to glorify Jesus
所以我们看到神迹其实的时候
And when we see all the signs and wonders
我们不要满足我们的好奇心
We just not just to satisfy our quest for interest
要知道
we must know this
这是 耶稣得了荣耀才有的。
The key is for Jesus to receive glory.
好像我们知道我们所信的主实在荣耀的主。
So that we know that the one that we believe is glorious.
那你里面呢对耶稣基督啊那个荣耀的盼望也是更大。
And so that hope that is in you that is glorious become.
所以在哥罗西书第一章。
In Colossians chapter 1,
27节讲到。
Verse 27.
基督在你们的里面。
That the Christ is in you,
就是那个荣耀的盼望。
Is this the hope of glory?
基督在你们的里面。
The Christ is in you,
那个荣耀的盼望。
Is the hope of glory?
怎么才会觉得有这个荣耀的盼望呢？
And how do you know you have this hope of glory?
圣灵就在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in you.
因为他来是要荣耀耶稣。
Because he comes to glorify Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
如果没有圣灵带领我们
If we are not guided by the Holy Spirit
敬拜赞美的
And worship and praise
那多半还是在形式在字句里面
It's just in the form and in the word
真正在灵里面你觉得主耶稣是荣耀的你要把荣耀尊贵啊归给他
So true worship is in the Holy Spirit
这样的
崇
拜必须是在圣灵和真实的里面
And we must be guided in the truth of the Holy Spirit
这是约翰福音这三章所给我们的教导
This is the three chapters teaching
感谢主带领我们能够在最后晚上一次聚会里头
And in this last session together
能够把这个有关圣灵教导这个一系列的教导能够这样告一个段落
And we can complete this teaching
当然我们如果要详细的话
If you want further instruction
我们再需要两个礼拜的聚会
We probably need another 2 weeks
我想你们已经精疲力尽了
I think you're already tired
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Oh, 我们要快乐，要欢喜快乐。
We should be very joyful.
圣灵充满了我们。
Because the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us.
荣耀的灵住在我们的里面。
The glorious is in us.
荣耀的灵藏在我们的身上。
That he continues to be in us.
彼得说哈，如果我们为做基督徒而受苦。
And Jesus says we suffer because of the Lord.
为主的名而受苦。
We suffer because of His name.
他说神荣耀的灵藏在你们的身上。
And His glorious spirit will be dwelling in us.
你有经历过吗？
Have you experienced?
神荣耀的灵在你的身上。
The glorious spirit in you.
你好像正在人在地如在天上。
And for you to be on earth as if you're on heaven.
什么事情都摸不到你了。
Nothing can touch you.
赞美主。
Praise be to the Lord.
让我把荣耀归给主。
And I give praise to the Lord.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
我们一起站起来
Let us rise.
我们一起站起来
Let us rise.
我们有几分钟时间
Just spend a few minutes.
好好的为这个神的灵住在我们的里面
And to ponder on the indwelling of Holy Spirit.
好，能够成为我们的生命和我生活的实际。
And become the reality of our life.
我们特别为这件事情来祷告。
Can we pray for this?
好让我回去的时候
，so that when you depart,
真的充满了圣灵
filled by the Holy Spirit,
真的带着神的同在
carry His presence,
神的能力
His power,
这样的回去
and go home.
其实我们一再的提到
，and we continue to mention,
真的神的灵已经在你们里面了
But His Spirit is already in you
这时候你们需要更多的被开启
But you need more understanding
更多的经历
More experience
这样以后你们回去以后
So that when you return
你们就没有缺乏了
And you will not be lacking in anything
像大卫要说
As David said
耶和华是我的牧者
Yahweh is my shepherd
我必不是缺乏
And I shall not lack
我必不是缺乏
I shall not lack
你所需要的一切
All your needs
都能供应你
You will provideHallelujah,
Hallelujah. 让我们为着这个祷告
Let us pray.
就是让我们更多的来相信
So that we
have a way. Oh, Lord, Hallelujah.Jesus, 提升每一个人的灵，主啊，加强每一个人的信心和耶稣。主啊，让我们更深的那个浸透在你圣灵的里面，让你的灵住在我们的里面，真的成为一个实体，成为一个实体。Jesus, Hallelujah, Shrika Dalaga Sora Dalagala Lavandra Shrika Dalaga Kura Vira 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 求主除去我们不信的恶心，如果还有任何的不信的恶心，还有信的不足的地方，还有任何的怀疑，主啊，你给我们完全挪去，完全挪去，让你那真的对你的灵在我们的里面，主啊，对吧？充满了信心，主啊，在我们的生活当中，主啊，让我充满了信心，知道说主你住在我们的里面。 赞美感谢你主耶稣，荣耀归给你，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。当然，这个短短的时间的祷告呢是不够的。
Of course, it's short time. It's not enough to pray.
我希望你。
I hope.
常为这些事祷告。
You pray often for this thing.
主啊
，Dear Lord，
让我更深的经历你。
Let me experience you deeper.
主啊 ，Dear Lord， 让你住在我里面的这个实际。
And let me experience your reality of your presence.
能够越来越增长。
And become so that we can grow.
让我能够活在这个实际的里。
So that we can live in this sanctuary.
到一个地步，我实在是。 什么都不缺乏了
To the point I shall lack nothing
知道你是我的牧者
I know that you are my shepherd
哦，荣耀归给你
And all glory to the Lord
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Jesus 还有祷告如果有的地方你信得不足 信不来的
And if your faith is not strong enough
求主挪取你这个
And ask the Lord to remove this unbelief
挪去你们的怀疑
，remove your doubt。
你在我们天然人里面呢，总是有怀疑的。
In our natural self, there's always doubt。
求主来挪去这一些。
And ask the Lord to remove them。
好让神的话继续都成为我们的生命。
So that His words can be your life。
也成为我们的能力。
Can be your strength。
Hallelujah。 来深深高呼。 万智灵于心，求到你的光，充满我全人，来生升高我，万智灵于心。 你常用这一首短歌好
，continue to sing this hymns
作为你的祷告
，to as your prayer，
让神圣的膏抹更多的进来
，let this holy anointing come，
而且要管理你
，to control
来自来运行
，to flow in us。
一直这样顺服，只等到你顺服到一个地步，神的同在可以充满你全人。
Obey to the point that the Spirit can fill your whole being.
常常这样祷告
，pray often as such.
主就一定会照着你所求的，来为你做成。
And He will fulfill your prayer.
赞美主 ，Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
那现在，预备。
Let us prepare ourselves for the offering. If you please be seated.
为那个，他的 ministry
and her ministry.
刚才我已经说过哈。
I have I mentioned
World for Jesus.
World for Jesus.
World for Jesus ministry.
World for Jesus ministry.
Is Mary around? Is the abbreviation WFJ, is that good enough? Yeah? Is that good enough? Okay. Now, 他的 ministry, 哈，你如果要写支票的话呢
，If you write checks,
你就写 WFJ，
你 just write initial WFJ，
WFJ， World for Jesus，
World for Jesus，
世界归主，
World、
世界归耶稣。那虽然他自己觉得说他不应该领受我们的钱财，可是他来是因为我们而来。
Even though she felt that she doesn't deserve to receive this offering, she came for us.
照着她所能的这样来服侍。
And she had done what she could.
而且她也送了很多书。
And she gave us many books.
所以你照着主给你的感动。
According to the move of the Holy Spirit,
所以这个奉献呢
this offering
是完全归给他们的事工的。
We will give to the ministry.
那弟兄姐妹，感谢主啊！你们给我们施工的奉献
，and we thank you for your offering。
我们已经从奉献箱里面已经收到
，and we have collected them。
所以我们就分得很清楚
，and we have made it clear。
给我们施工的奉献
，and
要丢在那个奉献箱里面。
So to make clear to you for this ministry, put it in the offering box outside。
我们的施工的简写呢，就是 JMI。
For Pastor Chell's ministry, just write JMI.
Yeah. So, 把它这样分开
And so that we can separate the two.
现在呢，就请你们预备好
And so please prepare yourself.
我们要唱一首刚才那个那个神圣高母的诗歌，就37首。
Let's turn to 37.
你们就预备，请
Holy Anointing
啊，我们的二学人来这样到前面来哈。好，请。我们下的时候，你们就可以收了。主有喜乐，又高我头，众人喜笑满口。我这罪人何心蒙恩，一心靠他话语。我深深高我，我这的心，直到你的爱充满我全人。求恩全缘尽在咫尺，奇妙恍如梦境。我不叫人怀然去睡，不被历史埋名。来生是高我，来世的一生。
And pray for the money and pray for her ministry.
好不好请Martha姐妹。
We invite Martha to pray.
大家
to pray for us.
为你她的康复，为她的事工，还有为这些金钱的那个按照神的旨意来使用来祷告。
And pray for her recovery, pray for her ministry, and pray for her ministry tomorrow.
赞美主。好吧。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
We're so grateful for the generosity of your people.
我们为着你子民的慷慨，我们向你献上感谢。
We pray that you will receive this offering as from their hearts.
我们求你真的从他们的心愿里来接纳这样的奉献。
Wanting the world to come to Jesus.
让世界都能够归向耶稣。
We pray for this ministry.
我们也为这个事工来祷告。
That you will reach souls.
你要借着他们能够得着更多的人。
You will change lives.
改变他们的生命。
But most of all, that you will be glorified.
更重要的乃是你要得的荣耀。
And we bring Sister Nita Johnson to you again tonight.
我们再一次的为Nita Johnson 姐妹祷告。
God, we're asking for a miracle in her body.
我们求你在她的身上要行一个神迹。
We ask you to lay your hand on her.
我们求你亲自按手在她身上。
We thank you that by your stripes we were healed.
我们感谢你是因着你所受的鞭伤我们得了医治。
We ask you to apply those stripes to her back.
我们求你真的将那些你所受的鞭伤能够应用在她的身上。
Raise her up for your glory.
主啊，你要叫她起来，好叫你的荣耀。
We'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the praise.
我们要很谨慎的。为着这些奉献你要行的神迹要把一切的荣耀要归给你
But we ask it in your precious holy name.
我们乃是奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告
Amen
Amen Amen Hallelujah 那现在我们那个大会的联络人总联络人他会有一些报告的事项就是你们要离开去些报告事项
And now there's a few announcements
好了请徐坦弟兄来
and Brother Kong to come forward to make the announcement
这个要翻译吗
yeah 给他用 yeah 你帮他
哦
还有吗还有麦克风你能帮他翻译一下 OK
Yep
谢谢大家这么连着两个星期的密集聚会有几件事情啊就是涉及到明天我们要离开啊是聚会的事情第一个呢旅馆的 check out 啊那在 Quality Inn 那边一早就 check out 整车人就过来所以那边没问题 Comfort 这边呢跟旅馆联系好了那是 check out 的话呢早上离开的时候就 check out 然后行李呢如果少的话你愿意带过来多的话呢就留在旅馆 Masa 姐妹已经去联系好哈旅馆有一个房间就底下的一个会议室啊可以让把行李都放在那里面所以不要等到你离开的时候因为明天的 schedule 非常紧张啊不要等离开的时候呢再去 check out 和搬行李害怕那个车的时间赶不上
And so for the two hotels the Quality Inn seems you are leaving in the morning anyway so that will be fine whereas for the Comfort Inn you are leaving in the afternoon if your luggages are not hugeyou can bring it with you but if they are large you can just keep it there but you should check out in the morning so that you're not in a hurry
第二个呢就是Comfort 那边一定要把钥匙交还这是今天下午跟旅馆那边讨论、哦、如果你钥匙没有交还的话呢他会多 charge 你一天的钱
so for the Comfort Inn the key is very important to return them if you don't return them it's going to cost a day
在下面一个是呢我们有那个名牌哈大会进来的时候我们有名牌那门口放了一个箱子他把那个名牌呢大家都扔回到那个箱子里面
well,
我们可以
return the name tag to the box outside
再一个呢就是订购的书籍哈如果没有订购的或是还需要什么样的书籍的话呢今天结束以后在门口书摊那儿呢 跟这个圣旧姐妹讲。
As for, okay, as for ordering books, tonight is the last night, and you can order it after with Sister Alice.
刚才一个弟兄好像在问到旧的诗歌本哈，我不知道，好像还是有，那没有，okay, 对不起，我不知道 status。那我想就是这些事情了。
And so this is the announcement.
盼望大家在如果有可能呢，再 check 一下这个航班哈。今天四位弟兄姐妹呢，原本今天离开的，也许神的美意哈，转了一天他们又转回来了。
So you have to check your schedule to be sure you are traveling in the right time. For example, people, four of them thought they are leaving tomorrow, but their actual flight is today.
就是有一些不方便，你们如果是能够 check 的话，去 check 一下。
So it would be important for you to check your schedule.
明天还有一些弟兄姐妹呢走不了，要住在别人家的，那也把行李能够搬到这面来，到时候走得方便一些。
For those of you who are not leaving tomorrow, please bring your luggages here as well to this building.
最后大会的 CD 哦，那我们会看到今天晚上，这样尽可能让大家能带走。所有的人需要委托别人拿 CD 的，或是说自己直接拿走的就没有问题，需要委托别人带走 CD 的呢，一定要注明，免得我们没办法把 CD 给到大家手中。
As for the recording CD, make sure you register, we will cut it off tonight and you, so that we can be sure you have one. Okay, that will be the end of the announcement.
就留在这儿。那现在呢，我想好。
我想请我们大会哈，所有服事的同工，我们真的非常感谢神为我们预备了那么多的同工，他们也尽他们所能的哈，这样来服事。管住的，管吃的，管交通的，还有收摊的，各方面的，我想请我们这些同工们呢，都一起到前面来。那他们需要你们的祝福，我们一起到前面来，站着说。所有的。儿童的服侍在吗？管饭食的，预计也要来啊。哎，会禅，来，
对，
啊，对，那个小芳，还有 Alan， 每一个翻译，来，三样一种。神从不同的地方啊带人来 ，Martha、Jim、Dean， 哈利路亚。All right， 我们。还要帮我翻译啊我们来一起就在
And these are the people who have served for this conference.
Yeah.
We will in due time wait for your blessing.
我们两位这个 conference 的联络人 coordinators.
And there are two key coordinators. Brother Khan and Brother Jim.
他们把许多的事情都安排的
，and they have done a lot of work.
我们在
organize very well.
要特别谢谢他们
，and we want to thank them.
那个，提了以后， 啊，你们把那个鼓掌留到最后，好不好？
对对对，keep your clapping to the end。
感谢主哈。那除了他们两位以外呢？
就是
那个，哎，儿童的服事
，for the children ministry。
那个 David Ames 牧师，他今天上午已经离开了。
Pastor Ames, David already left this morning。
在这里的呢
，but in here。
Mercy,
Mercy,
Emma,
Emma,
Emma 在哪里
？Emma, where is Emma?
Larry.
And Larry.
Oh, oh yes, Mary. Where are you? Larry,
Larry, please come.
Larry. 他们俩夫妇 ，Larry 跟 Ing,
Larry 跟 Ing,
还有小 baby.
With the baby.
你们呢的你们的腿坐你们的腿能够跑来跑去的话，交通是他们负责的。
And transportation is under them.
啊，我就提一提，然后依次鼓掌好了。
Okay, let's clap again.
还有名牌，我们的网路啊。
Name tag
是 In 他在负责。
And In has done those things.
那么管住的呢
？As for
那个主要我们这边呢是 Martha 姐妹
，and it's Martha，
那个还有各地的 coordinator，
and coordinator from each of the countries，
因为各地 coordinator 在安排好的时候减轻了 Martha 姐妹很多
，and so your coordination have reduced a lot of work for Sister Martha。
不过 Martha 呢跟 Annie 姐妹呢，她也是替我们管账的
，and Martha and Amy is also with the finances.
奉献箱都是他们两个
，and the offering box are all them.
奉献箱也是他们两个
，and accounting is also them.
Yeah, Amy 姐妹呢，因为她是会计师
，Amy is an accountant,
所以我们必须要有她在，对啊
，cause we need her.
儿童的服事好像 Echo 也有参加
，Echo is also with the children ministry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 那 Echo 都知道是 Lawrence 的太太哈。
And,
我们是很多年的朋友，这样认识他。那管这个吃的
，as for food，
你们都知道了哈。
You know who they are？
哦，你看，感谢主。还有帮助他的人呢、哦，不要忽略啊。
And also help them too.
第二周是 Amy, Amy, yeah,
and then Amy.
第一周帮助他的是谁
？And the first week,
绍兴弟兄，他今天晚上不在了。
And he's not here.
Yeah, 那我们好，那就吃的
，and the food,
交通的，还有那个，那个书摊
，and book table,
要书啊、诗歌啊什么哈。
好。
也是很重要的一个服事，那是圣九
，That's Alice
姐妹。好，那我们的敬拜团队基本上
，And the worship team
啊 ，Mercy 啊 ，Emma，Mercy
Emma，
圣九这样
，Alice。
那我们司情的服事呢
，And then
主要是
Alice
慧兰姐妹
，Sister Alice，
还有茉莉
，And牧里
最后这几天呢是张亚伦师母
，and
我们叫他小芳姐妹 Grace 这样，感谢主。
对
，OK 啊，玉姬就是玉桂 Rose 的先生，他一直在外面招待
，and John is the usher，
我想你们都。一定认识他好，每天都是用笑脸来迎接你。
He always receive you with a smile.
感谢主。阿门。好。
Amen。
啊，戴亚伦牧师啊，他最后也帮我们的忙。那Lawrence 我们要特别谢谢他，非常的辛苦，办了那么多场。谢谢。
And Lawrence。
我说了，我们留到最后一个鼓掌啊，应该给他们长一点，也谢谢他们。还有谁？
啊、oh, ，Yeah，Lion 叔的先生吧，那个音响，还有那个 Alan。
哦，那个圣丘的先生，哎、
yeah. ，
请你到前面来。
还有那个 Lion 叔的先生。
Lion 叔的先生， 李茂全弟兄，他一直都在录音馆音响的。
Amen. And those who help out with the sound system.
Hallelujah. 感谢主。好，我们一起为他们祝福好不好？
And let's bless them.
我们需要你们的祝福。
We need your blessing.
为他们祝福。
And we're asking for your blessing.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 哎，请一位香港来的代表。
And so we invite the people representing Hong Kong.
还有一位台湾的。
And Taiwan.
还有一位马来西亚
and then Malaysia
来为他们祷告。
We are asking representatives to come forward.
马来西亚凤莲牧师来为他们祷告。赖牧师来为台湾，台湾代表
来自台湾。
哈利路亚。香港呢？找
Hong Kong。
哎，啊，英国，他可以吗？
他不是牧师。
哦，谁可以？不一定有没有谁可以祷告可以。好，请赖牧师先为他们祝福祷告。
嗯，
大家一起
pass the light to bless
them. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. 祝福他们。
陈师傅非常感谢这一段时间他们作为我们的手替我们奔，作为我们的脚为我们奔走，作为我们的手为我们张罗。主啊，愿你在纪念他们在暗处所做的，你在明处开恩报答每一个服侍同工，以及报答他们的家庭。主啊，使他们的全家都蒙受祝福，使他们手所做的工作以及他们的事业更加的兴旺。愿你纪念他们这段时间的一些劳苦，主啊，你使他们力上加力，恩上加恩。
阿
求耶稣你亲自为他们按手，恩膏他们每一位以及他们的家人。奉主耶稣的名，将你那活水都充满他们，洁净他们这段时间的跟走以及疲乏。主啊，你说在前面打仗的，在后方老看守兵器的同得报酬。主啊，我们对手领受的，你要加倍的恩膏他们，主啊，加倍的报赏他们。哈利路亚，谢谢主。
赞美主，哈利路亚。好，代表马来西亚为他们祝福。
哈利路亚。
要翻译。
哈利路亚。主的亲爱的恩主，我们谢谢你。我们为着这一群主啊，你所拣选的仆人，主，我们为着他们来献上感恩的心。主啊，让他们坐在任何的事上，都是坐在你的身上，主啊，满足你的心意，他们成为祝福的导管，祝福了许许多多的你的儿女们。主啊，你亲自赏赐他们，主啊，你亲自与他们同在，主啊，让他们越服事越立上。家里恩上加恩，主啊，让他们每一天都知道你与他们同在。主啊，我们这个时候为他们来祝福他们的家人，祝福他们的事业，祝福他们凡事都要顺利，一切都要亨通，也去了解来遮盖他们，让他们越来越好，越来越得胜，越来越有属于自己的荣美。主啊，我们这个非常来献上感恩的心，主啊，我们不知道怎样来表达我们的谢意，但是主啊，你亲自做奖赏的工作，主啊，我们。对他们来献上感恩，主啊，你继续的使用你的仆人，主啊，叫他们成为更这个活水能够涌流出来，能够祝福更多的人，主啊，为他们这样的祝福感谢，来称颂主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿门，感谢主。好，代表香港的这个 Michael 弟兄。
亲爱耶稣，
对 Jesus，
我们在这群人身上，我们看到你。
And in these things we see，
在这群人身上，在怎么看到你自己
？And in these group of people we see you in them。
父，我们要感恩。
We want to give thanks。
我们不再是被你服侍。
And we can be served by you。
神啊，我们心里面充满着感激。
Our hearts are so moved.
因为你对我们太好了。
Because you're so good to us.
你通过不同的使者彰显你的爱。
And you manifest through many people.
你在那个地方充满了你的爱。
Let this church fill with love.
我们每一个受服侍的人，我们将来出去结的果子。
And all the people that we have ministered, the fruits we bear.
全部都会归在他们的账上面。
And shall be accountable to them.
你说所有赏赐赏赐给他们。
And may bless them.
是啊，你亲自要成就这每一事。
Please reward according to your will.
天父啊。你也将这个公义的果子加在他们身上。
And bless them with righteous fruit.
是啊，愿你的丰盛再次更充满他们。
And you fill them with your fullness.
圣灵的恩膏膏他们。
May you anoint them with your
anointing. 圣灵的恩膏膏他们每一个。
Anoint them with your anointing.
圣灵的恩膏充满他们心里面的生命里面。
Fill their life.
让我们经历更多圣灵的复活的大能。
May you experience your resurrection power.
当我们每次与你同受苦的时候。
And when you suffer together with you.
他们容量更加扩大。
They have no capacity.
会有更多的恩典要涌流进他们的家庭里面。
The anointing can flow all of them.
因为他们家里每一个人都跟他们一起在这个重担上面一起负担。祝福他们每一个家庭的成员。
Bless every family member.
在神的恩典里面充满满。
So that they're filled with the grace of the Lord.
丰丰富富。
And richly.
让这些福杯能够涌流，能够满溢出来。
May the name overflow.
神啊，愿你的名再次得到高举。
May the name be glorified.
愿十字架再次得到尊荣。
May the cross be glorified.
将一切荣耀归于你。
May all glory be unto the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督圣名的祈
祷。Amen.
Amen. 最后，我们最后一件事要做，就是照一个全体照。
And so at last we will take a group photo.
对啊，那个徐坎弟兄他已经有一些计划安排了。
And Brother Connor has a plan.
我们需要帮一个忙啊，是。
We have someone to come help. Is someone guy to come help?
挪到边上。
You can come over.
然后我们这样啊，那个我们香港的那个 group 呢在中间，然后这个台湾的 group 呢在我的左手边。
They are going to stay in the middle.Taiwan on this side, on the
马来西亚的 group 呢，到这一边的。
Malaysia on the right.
北美来的弟兄姐妹呢，我们站在后面。
Okay, yeah, thank you. And so people from the North America state at the back. Hong Kong in the middle. And so don't be shy. And come to the middle.Go back. Find your home. Find your place. Yeah, the North American at the back, yes. So stand tall. Don't forget your talent. Don't forsake your motherland.
Thomas, 你试一下多宽一些。
看左边需要多一点。
对，应该这面。这样啊，因为灯光的原因，大家呢尽可能往这面站一点，这面的光线会比较好。
Because of the light, we ask you to move this way.
Move to the right.
Ellen.
But remember the access, so.
Ellen 把所有的光都开得最亮去。
的话
看到
会
你要换家了
OK 上
Can't see you
上去啊，没关系，这个照片哈，这个照片呢，我们第一个我们会放在我们的那个 CD 里面，烧给大家，所以您不需要担心哦，不需要自己照。 然后我们看一下中间，中是你，你站在中间。我看师母，中间那个中间那地方好像怪怪的，尽可能往后站啊，中间这个圆圈让它往后往。这样啊，你中间这样站的空一个，没办法拍，您这样往后站，退后，哪怕是站到后面去，因为在前面这个光线不好，照完您脸是黑的，所以你哪怕你往后站，你都不要站在这个位置上。我看啊，中间的怎么会这么？往后退一些，你
又往后退，好，
往后退，因为您站在这儿全是脸是黑的，那个我前面灯打不到你们，您站在脸全是黑的，你不能站这儿。
好，要不要退后？
退后，不要站在下面，您退后，哪怕站的继续往后退一点。
那这边呢？
到下去。我看钟师你在这脸是黑的，所以我叫他们继续往后退。您可能都站在那个台上，都站在那个台上。
慢慢。
看得到他吗？
对啊。
看得到他吗？
啊。不是，您后面哈，哪怕往后退，因为那个灯光的缘故，您站在这儿眼圈是黑的，不行，关掉以后整个不够亮。目视往后面大一点，然后您大家哪怕往两边站哈，都有灯光比好过没灯光，因为我们要照顾所有人的亮度，要不就有些人脸是亮的，有些人脸是黑的。
他这边一定会黑，所以
我知道，所以我叫他往后站。
所以我一定要闪光灯，闪光灯一闪全部都一样的。
你的闪光灯不行，那个闪光灯是不行。OK，
所以我用闪光灯变成，我用闪光灯一闪一闪这样。
好，你。都试过。OK， 好，那个。小朋友能够往前一点，大人稍微往后一点，因为在这些都比较暗，你稍微往上一点，往后一点，小朋友来，小朋友可以往前点，这面脸是黑的，你看后面是亮，脸是亮的，呀，你稍微
Where is light? You need light
to work. 你要能行的话，你们都刷往后，你自己站过来看一看就知道。你们在这眼全是黑的，你往后站一点眼睛，你都是黑的，你稍微，你都不相信，你自己过来看一下。好，就这样。有点倒。OK。
好，站着了吗？好，站着，我下来。
对，那这前面这如果能蹲一下就好。哎，这里面这稍微前面如果能蹲一下。
哦，真的。哪里有？哦 ，OK。
啊。那像不像？你就这一排蹲。OK。好。
对气。
OK， 很好。好。
你说记不记得吗？
你先试拍一张，先。
Watermelon
Fever。
哈
哈哈哈哈哈！对气。Say cheeseburger.
谢。可以看，你要
这个这个服务粉，你要跟他们拍一个吗？
对对对。
OK。
那在汤马斯，汤马斯 ，Give me a minute。我们再拍几张各个 group 的。OK。
能不能见吗？台湾的、马来西亚的。好 ，OK。那北美。OK。
好，那我们就分 group 拍。现在先香港的人比较多啊，我们就贴在台上。尽量往后退，尽量用楼梯，要不你这个地方很难。
哎呀，
是吧？是吧？
后方。